I'm Tanzina Vega. The 142nd Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show crowned a winner last night in New York City. Flynn, a Bichon Frise, was named Best in Show. Here, as always, to bring us the highs and lows of this year's competition is Sarah Montague, co-host of the podcast Dog Story and The Takeaway's resident Westminster reporter. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's start with the Best in Show. And for those who haven't seen the Bichon Frise, can we describe a little bit what this winner looks like?
Imagine your child's craft project, you know, magic markers, cotton balls, a little something in the raisin line for the extremely cute, bright eyes. And in fact, Best in Show judge Betty Ann Stenmark talked a little bit about what a come-hither attitude he had.
Every time I looked at him, he went, "Hey, lady," a little waggly tail looking up at me, and, you know, he sold himself.
Obviously, we're talking about a very, very cute dog with a lot of personality. But beyond that, how does judging work at the Westminster Dog Show?
This is one of the most common questions, because what people see when they get down to Best in Show is seven completely different looking dogs. They come from seven different groups. So when they get into the ring, people are saying, how can they possibly be matching the Frise with the Borzoi? They don't. They're looking at the individual standard. Every one of those breeds has a standard that it is meant to live up to. And the judge is saying, is that the best possible version of that? And then, as you heard from her, they're looking for that little something else, the thing that says, choose me.
Now, you mentioned the Borzoi. Let's talk a little bit about that. There was a sort of feminist moment at the Westminster Show this year.
That was rather nice. I was thinking about that, and it's certainly been a year for women in many ways. The handler of the Borzoi mentioned that it was unusual to have a really good bitch in this breed, that it tended to be dominated by boys, and she was so pleased that her beautiful bitch, Lucky, had a chance to really show herself. And it started me thinking about the whole thing about Westminster, which is that in many ways it modeled itself after our country. It was founded by privileged gentlemen to show off their gun dogs. It evolved and grew into something that drew in many, many different kinds of people. Eventually, this became a sport where women have done very well for themselves, top handlers, top breeders, a place for them. Last night's judge, of course, a very distinguished handler. And then I began to think even beyond that to the fact that we tend to want to celebrate diversity in our country, but sometimes have trouble. Westminster is all about the celebration of diversity. So as it happens, last night's winner was handled by an old hand, Bill McFadden, with a male dog. But then you had something like this. I happened to meet at the White Bull Terrier Ring a woman who has come to Westminster for the first time. She's Iranian-born. Her White Bull Terrier won its class. And this is her talking about what an incredible experience that is.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's like I'm winning it myself. It's so competitive, and my heart rate is racing. I'm sweating. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. We're so happy.
Let me ask you this. Did you have any favorites?
I had such divided loyalties here. I thought the Borzoi was extremely beautiful. As it happens, the handler of the Norfolk Terrier is someone I've known for many years and simply adore and would love to have seen him triumph. And my own breed is Pug, and there was an enchanting little pug representing the toy group. And in fact, the pug had a particularly interesting backstory. A kennel mate of his died unexpectedly last year, and his handler said that he felt the other dog was present, and that's why it worked when he won the group.
What worked for me tonight? My little friend up in the sky. I think that worked for us tonight.
That is adorable. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us today on The Takeaway.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Sarah Montague is the co-host of the podcast Dog Story and The Takeaway's resident Westminster reporter. The Westminster Dog Show might be only for the doggy elite, but we think every pup deserves its day in the limelight. We want you to share a photo of your dog with the proud hashtag Westminster Reject. Post the photo to our Facebook page or tweet us at The Takeaway. Again, the hashtag to use is Westminster Reject.